أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله نور السماوات والأرض، مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح، المصباح في زجاجة، الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار. نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء.
What time, dear brothers and sisters, and I talked to many Christian friends, and they told me that we believe that Jesus is God because Jesus was able to make a lot of miracles. He raised the dead, and he healed a lot of people, and things like that. Okay, but we say that miracles cannot be taken as an evidence that Jesus is God. Why? Because the Holy Bible says no. Miracles are not an evidence that Jesus Christ is God, or even miracles are not evidence that anyone is a true prophet or not. Now, let me read to you some part of the Holy Bible, okay, that says that miracles cannot be taken as a proof that anybody is a prophet. Okay, so let's get to that and see. We're going to start with Deuteronomy 13:1. Okay, let's read that together. If a prophet or one who foretells by dreams appears among you and announces to you a miraculous sign or wonder, and if the sign or wonder of which he has spoken takes place, and he says, "Let us follow other gods and let us worship them," you must not listen to the words of that prophet or dreamer. The Lord your God is testing you to find out whether you love him with all your heart and with all your soul. Okay. So as you see here, if a prophet or one who foretells by dreams appears among you and announces to you a miraculous sign or wonder, so even false prophets can give miraculous signs and wonders. Okay? And we believe, actually, we Muslims, we believe that Jesus Christ is a very respectful prophet, a great prophet. And we believe that Jesus Christ was a prophet like Muhammad, like Moses, like David, like Solomon, okay, like Job. He was a very respectful prophet. But he was not God, actually. And if you are trying to take his miracles as evidences, references that he is God, so we say, please, no, because even these miracles cannot be taken as a proof that he is a prophet, not God. Okay? Why? Because the Holy Bible said that. This is what is written in the Holy Bible. Even false prophets can give wonders and signs. Okay? Not only in Deuteronomy, but if you move also with me to, let's go to Matthew 24:24. Okay. Let's have a look. Listen. And the speaker is Jesus Christ here. For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible. Wow. For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles. Okay? False prophets, false Christs, and they will give miracles and signs. Okay? So we cannot judge people by signs and miracles. Okay? We cannot judge a prophet that he is a prophet just because he gave a sign. Okay? This is not the right procedure to judge that person. Okay? Who is telling us that? Jesus Christ himself. From the Holy Bible. Okay? So, please, if we are discussing something related to Jesus Christ or related to the topic if Jesus Christ is God or not, you cannot say that, wow, he made a lot of miracles, this is why he's God. I say, no, please, because the Holy Bible tells us that this proof cannot be taken. We cannot hold to this proof, because miracles are nothing here. Okay? And let's go to Mark 13:21. Mark 13:21. Okay. And in Mark 13:21 also we have the same idea. At that time, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or look, there he is, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform signs and miracles to deceive the elect, if that were possible. So be on your guard, I have told you everything ahead of time. So, the same idea is repeated also in the Gospel of Mark. That we cannot depend on miracles, we cannot depend on signs in order to know if this guy is a true prophet or not. Forget about being God. Okay? So let's move to one of the epistles of Paul. Well, the second epistle to Thessalonians. Amazing. And exactly 2:8. I want 2:8. Let's read that together. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth, and destroy by the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. So, we know also that the lawless one, or as some people might say, Antichrist, okay, will do miracles and will do signs, okay? So, signs and miracles cannot be taken as a proof that so-and-so-and-so is a prophet or not, okay? This is not the right criteria to judge prophets, okay? And, of course, to say that this guy is God or not, okay? Because there is no God but Allah, the God of everyone, the God of Muslims, the God of Jews, the God of Christians. So, thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.